Look at my king, all dressed in red. Aiko, Aiko, one day. I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Chaka Mofina, me. Talking about him now. My flag boy and your flag boy sitting by the fire. My flag boy to your flag boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about him now, Aiko, Aiko, one day. Jaga Mofino, Anane. Jaga Mofino, Anane. See that guy all dressed in green, Aiko, Aiko, one day. He's not a man, he's a loving machine. Jaga Mofino, Anane. Talking about him now, Aiko, Aiko, one day. Jaga Mofino, Anane. Jaga Mofino, Anane. Talking about henna, henna, Aiko, Aiko, one day. Jaga Mofino, Anane. Jaga Mofino, Anane. Jaga Mofino, Anane.
Hello, hello, hello. It is 11:01. This is Bird Brained. This is my first show of the year, so I'm super, super, super stoked to be back. You are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5. Yeah, hello. It's good to be back. My name's Gabe, aka Bird Brained. This is my radio show. This week, if you're just tuning in, for first-time listeners, most of the time I do genre reviews where I'll pick a genre and kind of follow that and explain kind of how it evolved and what it looks like today and what some major songs, artists, and turning points in that hour were. But today I'm doing something different. I was a little bit lazy and a little bit behind on work this weekend, so I'm just going to be taking you guys through some of my songs of the summer. I'm a little bit behind on this. I know that the fall equinox has passed. The leaves are turning. The air is getting colder, much to my chagrin. But it is also sweater weather, so, you know, getting cozy as well. That first song is called Aiko Aiko by the Dixie Cups. I really love it because I just love the percussion in the background. It's one of my favorite songs to walk to. I don't know if you guys, like, categorize songs by what you do to those songs or like with those songs, but that's a walking song for me. Yeah, so you know, if you guys see me strutting around campus, it's probably what I'm listening to. Aiko Aiko by the Dixie Cups. I was actually kind of curious what the lyrics meant, because it's like Aiko Aiko on day, Giacomo Fina, Giacomo Fina, Giacomo Fina day, and it means life is good in the back. I looked it up on Wikipedia, so Wikipedia said so. If you were curious too, means life is good in the back. It's a song about taking it easy. Yeah, there you go. This next song is a little bit of jazz for my jazz lovers out there. It's called Long Gone by Joshua Redman. Thank you. Again, that was Long Gong by the Joshua Redman Trio. A little bit of a special connection here because it is a Wednesday. It's a wacky Wednesday. So for me growing up, I had the great honor and privilege of growing up near my grandparents. And every Wednesday, one of my grandmas would pick me up and we would go on adventures and the like. And she was the person who introduced me. She and my grandfather, Papa, introduced me to jazz. So as it's a wacky Wednesday, I felt like it was only appropriate to play some jazz, and some jazz from Berkeley, no less, which is my hometown. That was the Joshua Redman Trio. Joshua Redman is the saxophonist. Brad Mahildew was the pianist. Christian McBride is the bassist, and Brian Blade was the drummer. And they, as a quartet, originally got together in the mid-90s, so 1994, I believe. And then have put out a couple things, and this is their most recent work. It came out this year, some fantastic jazz. And I'm not a jazz aficionado by any means, I'm more of an appreciator. I wish I was an aficionado. I don't really know where the line is, but regardless, it's just so fun to listen to that type of stuff, and you can just tell how familiar all the musicians are with each other, and they'll like kind of finish each other's sentences and, you know, musically. So yeah, just some jazz for your Wednesday morning. Next up, we're going to be going into, so I said this is going to be kind of a review of my summer of music. If you guys are interested, I think it's pretty good. If not, like, you know, Spotify is out there. But this next song is by a favorite band of mine, Krongbin, which is a trio from Texas. They got a bassist, a guitarist, and a drummer. As well as a Malian guitarist and singer-songwriter, Vue Farka Touré, which I completely butchered the name, but it's a fantastic song. This kind of makes up the groovier part of my summer listening. Krongbin in general did. This album actually came out very recently. It's called Ali. It came out on the 23rd. So there's some new music for you, but I hope you all enjoy. Thank you. All right. So that was the groovy part of my summer, at least my summer listening. In order, those songs were Dear Robbie by Vieux Farka Touré and Kurangbin. Next was Darling by a little artist named Esby. And the last one, actually, I lied. I got sent that yesterday by a friend, but it fit in. It's called Beer and Bow by Bodhi Ku, I believe, is the name of the artist. Yeah, those are just some groovy tunes, you know, get the Wednesday going. In my family, there's a group playlist. I don't know if you guys do group playlists with your family. I would highly recommend it. It's a little weird to, like, know what everyone else is listening to, especially your parents, because they're your parents. But it is quite fun because you get kind of a communal playlist. And there was one time me and my dad were sitting in a parking lot waiting for a plane, I believe. Irrelevant. And we made a playlist. He was like, play me some groovy tunes, Gabe. So I was like, all right, I got you, Dad. So we made a playlist called Groovy Gabe Tunes. Gabe, of course, you know, with the little, it makes Gabe a little bit more groovy. Gabe. I don't know. So anyways, groovy tunes for you. Those were featured heavily in my car drive this summer. You know, just chilling. You in the open road and some groovy tunes. Nothing better. Nothing better. All right, this next part of my summer is kind of, I don't even know how to describe this. I guess it's kind of like new age rock in a way. Yeah, see what you think. This first song is called Bad Habit by Steve Lacy, and the next is called Funeral by Wallace. Both are groovy. Hope you enjoy.
Tongue, it's a bad habit. Kinda mad that I didn't take a step at it. Thought you were too good for me, my dear. Never gave me time of day, my dear. It's okay, things happen for reasons that I think are sure, yeah. Your tongue like my bad habit. Would you mind if I tried to make a pass at it? Now you're not too good for me, my dear. Funny you come back to me, my dear. It's okay, things happen for reasons that I can't ignore, yeah. Now that you're back, I can decide if I decide if you're invited. You always knew the way to wow me. Fuck around, get tongue-tied. I turn it on, I make it rowdy. Then carry on, but I'm not hiding. You grabbing me hard, cause you know what you found is biscuits, is gravy, man.
Cats are bad.
Alrighty. Welcome back. That was Funeral by Wallace. Wallace spelled W-A-L-L-I-C-E. I don't know how Wallace is normally spelled, but there's something about that spelling of Wallace that seems... Never mind. It seems a little off. I'm just saying. but wonderful song. Very angsty. I actually haven't listened to it for a while since, you know, midsummer, because this is the summer roundup. You know, you might call it. And that was featuring very heavily, and I feel like everyone has to have a summer angst period. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Or maybe that's just college students. But, like, you leave college for the summer, and, like, this whole world that you created for, like, you know, social, academics, hobbies, like, it just completely falls away for, like, 3 months. And then you're like, what do I do? So that featured very heavily in the first 2 weeks of my summer, where I was like, you know, just angsting, you know, drifting, aimless college student, pretty classic. So that was Funeral by Wallace. That second one was called Bad Habit by Steve Lacy. It's kind of funny. I actually really empathize with that song, because one of my bad habits is chewing my tongue. Biting my tongue, I guess, as he phrases it. So I just, like, jam out to that song. I'm like, yeah, bite my tongue, it's a bad habit. And you're like, I know it's a bad habit. Sorry for singing it, you guys. This is why we play music. This is why I don't play music. You know, this is why I sit in the DJ chair, just play some tunes, much to, you know, younger me's chagrin, who wanted to be a rock star. Here we are, just hanging out, playing tunes. All right, without further ado, we are going to be transitioning into the more indie folk side of my summer. I spent a piece of my summer in Wyoming, in the High Plains, among red rocks and, like, horse skulls and cowboys and stuff like that, things that you find in the American West. And as such, there was a good dose of country / folk / indie, which isn't really, you know, that cowboy, mixed into my summer listening. But this first song is called Roly Poly. It's by Mountjoy. It's been one of my happy songs, you know, songs that make you happy. It's been a happy week, so I feel like I've been listening to this a lot. You know, turn of seasons, it's beautiful. I feel nice at Tufts. You know, it's a good way to get back into the semester, is just sitting on a quad and looking at trees and stuff like that, and I found myself doing that quite often, and I would recommend you, listener, do the same. Just take a moment to enjoy the season, and this has been a song that's helped me do that. It's called Roly Poly by Mountjoy. Then after that, we're gonna go into Five Easy Pieces by Kevin Morby, and a song by Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash, which I will talk about later. But without further ado, Roly Poly, Mountjoy.
Cause I was dreaming of the past, all just to make the bad times last, to stay there forever, to never leave, to lock up my mind and body, then swallow the key. All of my time has been wasted on you, baby. Best years of my life I spent dying next to you. Wish I could pretend I wouldn't do it all again, 'cause I would if I could, if you asked me to. So just ask me to. Bobby, baby, oh Bobby child, you fuck like a monster, but you still drive me wild. My tears in the cum rag, your hands on my jeans, a song in my mouth that you won't ever let me sing. Tears of my life fell like ice from my eyes, and I can't complain, love's insane, I don't blame you. Like low-hanging fruit I pulled down the tree, saying this way, pick me. Now I wait around just like a clown, wondering what to do with a man, wondering which road leads back to you. And how do you make a bad time last? Get a camera, put it in a photograph. Bobby, baby, I hope you're well. I'll see you in hell.
Alrighty, so that was Five Easy Pieces by Kevin Morby. It is off his latest album, This Is a Photograph, that came out earlier in the summer. The entire album is an ode to the town of Memphis, Tennessee, which I knew very little about before looking up the album. Obviously I knew Memphis existed, but I didn't know much about the music history there. Apparently it's been a center of folk and country in Tennessee. But there's some tragedy mixed in, and this album is kind of about that tragedy. There have been some deaths in the town. There's one song on the album called Disappearing about the death of, I'm forgetting the name, but there was someone who drowned in the Mississippi River, which is, you know, pretty depressing. So there's kind of like this rich musical history to Memphis, but then also the sadness, and Kevin Morby does an excellent job mixing that in with the concept of like the photograph as this centering motif of like American families, up until, you know, the physical photograph. And you can hear that in the song where he says, excuse me, how do you make a bad time last, put in a photograph? So yeah, that is an album that I listened to a lot this summer. This is a photograph, Kevin Morby. I would highly recommend all of his music. I particularly enjoy this album. And then before that, we had Roly Poly by Mount Joy, which is a band on the up and up. Everyone loves them. These next two songs are a little bit more country. This next song is called The Girl from the North Country by Bob Dylan and Johnny Cash. And the song after that is called This Guy by the Derek Trucks Band. Quick note about Johnny Cash. He is my first favorite artist, and it's kind of my dad's fault. He's a big Johnny Cash guy, even though we don't live in the country. He likes country and drives his truck around and plays Johnny Cash, stuff like that. And there's this funny thing that he does whenever my mom is mad at him. So there's this Johnny Cash documentary. Johnny Cash's wife was named Jenny. Sorry, this is a total tangent, you guys. But Johnny Cash in the movie would go, I love you, Jenny. So whenever my mom is mad at my dad just wants to appease the situation. He's like, I love you, Jenny. And then he pretends to be Johnny Cash. So yeah, Johnny Cash has a special place in my heart. This is one of those songs that just popped up on my liked songs. I have no idea how it got there. Everyone has those songs, but yeah, I've been enjoying it recently. Autumn, I don't know if autumn is a country season. I don't know. I feel like I'm kind of in my country era at the moment, country folk era. So without further ado, Girl from the North Country, and then This Guy.
If you're traveling to the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline, remember me to one who lives there. For she once was a true love of mine. See for me that her hair's hanging down. It curls and falls all down her breast. See for me that her hair's hanging down. That's the way I remember her best.
If you go when the snowflakes fall, when the rivers freeze and summer ends, please see for me if she's wearing a coat so warm to keep her from the howling.
If you're traveling in the North Country Fair,
where the winds hit heavy on the borderline,
please say hello to one who lives there. For she was once a true love of mine.
In the North Country Fair, where the winds hit heavy on the borderline,
remember me to one who lives there.
For she once was a true love of
love of mine.
True love of mine.
True love of mine.
Yeah, true love of mine.
A true love of mine.
She was once a true love of mine.
Thank you.
That was This Sky by the Derek Trucks Band. We have one more song and a PSA before I get out of here. Here we go. First PSA. This is the Autumn Outdoor Exercise PSA, and I fully endorse this. More than just a public service announcement. It's a me service announcement. So here we go. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the years to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This has been a public service announcement message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio 91.5 FM. Alrighty. So my time is almost up. I have one last song for you. It's called Soledad y el Mar. It is by a Mexican folk artist named Natalia Lafourcade, and she's fantastic. This song is fantastic, and I hope you've enjoyed this radio hour. I will be back in 2 weeks, Wednesday at 11. Here you go.
En el canto de las olas encontré un rumor de luz. Por un canto de gaviotas supe que allí estabas tú. Despidiendo últimamente todo lo que sucedió. Hoy saludo mi presente y gusto de este dulce adiós. Voy a navegar en tu puerto azul. Quisiera saber de dónde vienes tú. Vamos a dejar que el tiempo pare, ver nuestros recuerdos en los mares. Tan profunda que en el canto de las olas me quisiera sumergir, embriagándome en su aroma, algo nuevo descubrí. Dejar que el tiempo pare, ver nuestros recuerdos en los mares y esta soledad tan profunda que me cae.